What we're seeing over the past few months is a huge increase in the number of women and children. What this, we believe, is an indication of is the level of desperation, that sort of sense that people are now leaving Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq with no turning back.
133,000 children, a quarter of all asylum seekers, have arrived in recent months. What kind of condition are these women and children arriving in?
We're seeing a very mixed bag amongst those who are travelling, depending on where they're travelling from. From my colleagues on the ground in former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, Croatia and Serbia, those who they're meeting are children on the move. The worst off tend to be from Afghanistan. That's probably an indication of their economic status. And then Iraq. The Syrians do have some money, but all the same, children are children and they're on a tremendously arduous journey. They're leaving areas where they've seen conflict, they've seen war, they've seen horrors that no child should ever see. They've got blisters, they've got cuts, they've got bruises, they're fatigued. They've been eating primarily canned or dried foods. So that's not good for a child over any period of time. There's dehydration, digestive viral illnesses, little infections like that. But primarily, they're just utterly exhausted and need to settle. So speed is of the essence, because some of the procedures are taking between 6 and 18 months to go through, and that can be an eternity in the time of a small child.
You mean the registration process for these asylum seekers? And with that in mind, what's your message to the EU leaders as they prepare to meet ahead of the proposal to house these 120,000 people who need help immediately?
First and foremost is to see this from a child's perspective. These are children and need to be treated as such. They're not first a refugee, then a migrant, then an asylum seeker. They're children and they have specific needs. And those specific needs mean that you have to really speed up the process and treat children separately. In other words, you have to accelerate the asylum process, whatever it is that they're seeking. They need to have a sense of stability. In Croatia in particular, because people have been moved from one area to the other and it's moving very fast, we have had mobile units. And these mobile units include child welfare specialists, child protection specialists, and they're also distributing information, because, you know, that's a life-saving information, such as breastfeeding, such as knowing what routes to take.
Maybe give us a bit more detail on why they need information on which way to go through Croatia.
Absolutely. Well, this is absolutely key. Some of these areas are coming out of a war themselves, the Balkans War, and some of the routes are undefined and not necessarily marked, so people need to take safe passage and safe registration when and where it's possible. So we have distributed 7,000 leaflets in Arabic, child-friendly leaflets, where children and families will be able to know where to go, what routes to take, and what landmines look like, because sometimes for a child they can look like a toy.